built-in contradiction that cannot be. That's why it's a paradox. It's a paradox because it is internally, inherently contradictory, right? And so for Durkheim, individualism is the shared religion, the shared sacredness of modern societies, and it tends to undermine the ability of society to hold anything sacred. So I'm going to, and I will post this online, but I found a quote from Durkheim. This is not actually from what you read. It's from The Division of Labor and Society, his first book. But he says this very, very clearly. So I'm going to end this part of the lecture by reading this quote, which is, I realize, quite long. There is indeed one area in which the collective consciousness has grown stronger in modern society, so becoming more clearly delineated in its, and that is in its view of the individual. As all the other beliefs and practices assume less and less a religious character, so how you eat, how you dress, how you perform daily tasks, the technologies you use, no longer are religiously determined, the individual becomes the object of a sort of religion. We carry on the worship of the dignity of the human person. It is indeed a common faith. But if the faith is common because it is shared among the community, it is individual in its object. That is, it's a shared cult, but it's not focused on the totem of the group or on the symbolism of the giants in their history. Go Giants. Or on Cal. It's focused on, it's a shared religion focused on the individual. And so he says, if it impels every will, that is every consciousness, toward the same end, the same goal, that end is not a social one. Thus it holds a wholly exceptional position within the collective consciousness. It is indeed from society that it draws all this strength, but it is not to society that binds us. It is to ourselves, right? So here is a powerful part of the collective consciousness that doesn't bind you to the collective. It binds you to itself. And that's a paradox because the very ability to hold something sacred comes from shared belief, comes from society, and yet the thing you hold sacred draws you away from society and therefore could undermine the very thing that causes the strength of the individual consciousness in the first place. So that's the paradox, and that's what Durkheim was thinking of.
All right, you're listening to WRUV FM Burlington. It is 10:04, which means it is time for public service announcement. So let's get that out of the way and give you a bit of a wrap up.
Hey there. Ever wonder what happens to a third of the world's food? It goes to waste. But here's a dish. You can change that. Step one, give your fridge some love. Keep leftovers visible and labeled to prevent them from turning into science experiments. Step two, be a meal planning guru. Plan your meal, shop smart, and buy only what you need. Step 3, don't judge food by its cover. Those slightly bruised apples and wonky carrots are still yummy and perfect for soups, smoothies, and snacks. Step 4, unleash your inner chef. Get creative with pantry odds and ends. They can turn into culinary masterpieces. So, let's flip the script on food waste. It's your chance to save money, reduce your carbon footprint, and make our planet greener. Remember, one person's scraps can be another's gourmet delight. Chop, dice, and saute your way to a tastier future. This message has been brought to you by the Green Thumb Chefs at WRUV 90.1 FM Burlington. Oh my god.
Oh my god. So I was just wrapping up Introduction to Sociology as a lecture that was recorded in the fall of 2012 by Ann Swindler from the UC Berkeley campus. So basically kind of covering, this is the first thing covers kind of Introduction to Sociology, what it is, and kind of covered Durkheim in many different forms because he's widely regarded as the father of sociology, and a lot of his ideas still have relevance to it in modern society. So, interesting. We'll go into a little bit more. I think I might cover Durkheim next week, too. It'll be segment 4. So I hope you did enjoy. I might play a little music here just to wrap up. I mean, DJ Not Ted will play some music here to wrap up. Anyway, this is James. You've been listening to Radio Lyceum. It's 10:06 here. You can't call me anymore, unfortunately, so I'm not going to give you the number. Nope. But you can email me at radiolyceum@protonmail.com. It's RIDIOLYCEUM@protonmail.com. So, anyway, I'll see you guys next week. Keep on listening to your better alternative, WRUV FM, Burlington.